You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
All right, this is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I'm CJ Williams. We are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte at Hop In. But they got a lot of beer here, and I've been drinking it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I have not had one.
You should. This interview, by the way, is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they specialize in turning conversations into content, content into cash for your business. We take you beyond social media to YouTube and the rest of the world. Visit PodcastTitans.com for more information. Right now, I'm joined by Mr. Mike Johnson. Michael Johnson, what do you prefer, man?
Mike is fine. I feel like I've seen, look, we know each other. Well. You can we call me Mike. You can call me Mike.
I want to be like Mike. Mike.
What's up?
Mike got some big things going on, man. Talk about it.
Well, definitely appreciate the time and the energy this evening, man. It has been such a whirlwind since the last time we've had a conversation. I've had a chance to speak across the country and done some international tours as well. Ended up just recently getting the Strategic Business Planner of the Year. So I got an award for 2026 being the Strategic Business Leader of the Year.
Congratulations.
No, thank you so much. And what that simply means is that I have helped so many businesses transform their business and to make more money that somebody in the world said, we got to give this guy an award. And so I'm grateful. I'm thankful. A jury of my peers, you know, they voted and said, hey, listen, I'm making a difference in the industry that I'm in.
What are these transformations like, man? Talk about those.
Oh, that's a great question. Like, these transformations cover everything from increased visibility, increased branding, and the thing that a lot of people want to hear about is making more money,
Yeah. Right?
So in order to make more money, you have to make sure that your business is set up the right way. And that's what I've been helping businesses across the country and throughout the world do, is fundamentally reestablish who they are as a business owner and make sure that it's not just, quote, successful, but it's most importantly sustainable. That's going to outlast them.
Tell me about these businesses. Is there a niche that you operate in?
Listen, that's the beauty about what I do. It's business agnostic, right? There's no particular niche or one specific business, because at the end of the day, there are some core fundamental business principles that span across every individual industry. Like, watch this. Every industry needs a business plan. Every business needs finance. Every business needs marketing. Every business needs some level of legal assistance. And so we help businesses put these pieces together fundamentally, not just, oh, let me go ask, you know, whatever AI tool that they want to use, because watch, that's a whole other conversation another day. But even outside of the AI tools, right, how do you make sure that you are being responsible in the things in which you're doing in your business? So we put all of these pieces together and rebuild your business from the ground up so it can withstand no matter what the economy is doing, no matter what's going on in any geopolitical area of the world. Your business can reach its target audience and its target market and connect with any one of the 7.8 billion people in the world.
Dope. Now, is there a particular industry that you love more?
You know, that's a real good question. I personally am a fan of small to medium tiered businesses. Those at the founder level who are just getting started, upwards of those who are making about $10 million in annual revenue. I think that's a sweet spot in business for me, because again, you get the excitement of the founder who says, oh my God, Mike, I have this really great idea. Like, well, listen, before you go ahead and just launch, let's make sure you launch the right way so you don't get burnt out. Your dreams don't get burnt out, your vision don't get burnt out, and your energy won't get burnt out, right? So I love the founders at that level because, again, you know, we get to, like, from the cradle and bring them up to success, right? And then those who are at that $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million mark, they've plateaued. They're saying, hey, we've done all that we've known that we can do, and we still aren't making any more money. We're still not increasing our clients. So that's when they bring me and say, hey, what else can I do? And then it's a light bulb that goes off. Boom. Oh, we didn't consider that. And then the next thing you know, 6 to 8 months, dude, we have a 40% increase. Those are the emails I like getting saying, listen, you are well worth what we paid. Because now we're seeing a 40% increase in revenue that we did not see. And you showed us something that we couldn't see before we got you.
That's cool. But that's a big difference, though. Founders to 10 million?
Yeah.
That's a big
It's a big gap. Yeah. It's a big gap. And so watch this. Here's the fun part about it. We go to a lot of conferences and we see that, okay, everyone is saying, I made $1 million, you can too. The reality is simple. With the right systems in place, with the right processes in place, $1 million is easy. If you can make $100 a day, in 31 days you've made what? About 3,000-ish? Now you put that times 12, that's what? 36,000. Now if you reinvest that into your business and compound it in a couple of years and you reformat the structures and the systems that's undergirding your business, now you're not paying as much to do the job because now you have systems in place to do it for you. So that revenue you were spending, you put it somewhere else. And now you're just compounding your business model and compounding your finance because now guess what? In 2, 3, 4 years, you can see $1 million. You get the right product, you get the right service, you tap into the right market, $1 million is easy. And then when you get the first million, the rest is, you know, rinse, wash, repeat.
How'd you make your first million?
Books. Books. I wrote books. Mm. My first book is in 4 seminaries. Mm. It was the first book that I wrote. It dealt with ministry and business and how the church can function outside of the four walls of the church and how they have responsibility to, one, function as a business model. So I talked about administration. I talked about tech. I talked about church in the community because without the community, there is no church. And then I talked about a subject that was real taboo, succession planning, because nobody wants to give up their seat of power. Nobody wants to give up their seat of leadership. And it's the same thing in business. You don't want to pass off the torch when the business starts to decline. So once it reaches an apex, you then want to say, okay, listen, I've got it to this point. I'm going to enjoy the ride for a little bit, and I'm going to hand the torch off so you can take it up to another level.
Talk about your team, man. How big is your team?
Very small team. I call it team, look, Team Seal 6. There's 6 of us. And the 6 of us, the 5 of them, I get on their nerves. I know I get on their nerves. Between emails, calls, texts, meetings, follow. Hey, y'all, don't forget this. Or sometimes they get on my, hey, Mike, don't forget you got to be here. Don't forget you got to speak here. And I'm like, wait a minute, who set that up? Wait, what's going on? What's happening? But I appreciate them, and they appreciate me. And it's just a cohesive team and a cohesive unit, man. It makes life a little bit easy.
Talk about this conference you got coming up.
Oh, yes. Which camera? Which camera can I look at? This camera, you. Yes, you. Looking. May 15th, May 16th, we're hosting a summit entitled the Whip Your Business Into Shape Summit and Brunch, because I know you like to eat. I like to eat too. So it is a summit and brunch. We have speakers coming in from all across the country that's going to touch every discipline of business. Organizational management, change management, emotional intelligence for entrepreneurs. The biggest question people ask is, how do I get money for my business? I have 2 lenders coming down that's going to walk you through specifically what they look for to fund a business. They're not going to charge any extra for no course, no anything extra to sign up for no program. They're going to walk you through the fundamental things that they look for to fund your, and if you don't have those things, they're going to say, hey, listen, call us. Let's get you on our calendar to figure out how can we get you those things to get your business funded. We're talking about digital marketing strategies. We're talking about AI, and I touched on it earlier about from a tools perspective. Most business owners don't know that if you use AI in your business, you are responsible for all the data that comes in.
What do you mean? Stuff that the AI agent and all the apps pull in?
Watch this. So most of the time we look at AI from a tools perspective, whether it's chat, whether it's Claude, whether it's Gemini, or whatever you use, right? But what business owners, a lot of them don't realize is that as a business owner, you have a fiduciary responsibility to manage the risk that whatever AI you're using is being functional and it's safeguarding the information. So whether that's protecting information of whoever, like the data of your clients, protecting the information so you aren't giving bad advice, like you have to make sure as a business owner that whatever AI you use is being used responsibly. Like you just can't have an automation going off in the wind and
well,
going
that makes
wild.
Sense. That makes sense. I think we can all agree that that's a good thing.
It is. But a lot of businesses say, hey, I got this automation tool and it just does it. And there's no human element that says, let me safeguard and just oversee what you're doing. Because they say, hey, listen, AI is making my business better. AI is scaling my business. But what they don't realize is that sometimes AI is giving bad information. And when AI gets bad information, you can't blame AI. Yeah. They're going to blame the business owner. So we have someone coming in to talk about AI from a governance perspective and a controls perspective and what it means for business owners to be responsible for the AI tools they use in their business.
Speaking of AI, and this will be the last question. With so many jobs being lost to AI, there are going to be new industries to form, new jobs. Do you have a prediction on what it's to come? Like, where are these people going to go work?
All right. I got to look at this camera right here. Yeah. I'm going to say this with my sincerest heart. I do not believe that AI is going to be designed to replace jobs within the next 5 years. Parenthetically, I do believe that AI is a resource for people to expand their job roles. Now, here's what I mean by that. In the next 4 to 5 years, because AI is still getting its sea legs underneath it, so we're not going to look at a mass amount of jobs being lost holistically. But those who fail to learn AI from an educational perspective and its best use cases, how do you use it functionally, not just from a, but how do you use AI functionally in your business? I think those who fail to learn how to use AI will be the ones who lose their jobs. Because you, and on some level, and we were talking about this in Manila, that on some level, you have to have a human in the loop. You cannot let AI roam on its own, because right now it's still learning. And as the saying goes, good data in, good data out. But right now there's a lot of trash in with no real filter to filter out what's true in any specific industry. So AI is just configuring an amalgamation of data, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. And so sometimes what it spits out is good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. So I really don't believe that AI is going to replace the jobs holistically immediately. But I do believe that those who fail to learn how to use it within whatever their niche is, whatever their specific area of expertise is, if you fail to use the tools that are available in your area of expertise, you will lose your job at some point.
Makes sense.
I try to make sense sometimes. I do.
Mike, look at that camera. Tell people how they can find you. Tell them about how they can get tickets to whip your business into shape.
Listen, right. I appreciate you. Listen, you can buy tickets to the Whip Your Business into Shape Summit and Brunch at www.whipyourbiz.com. That's www.whipyourbiz.com. You can find me on social media at I Am Mike Johnson, the number 2. You got to put it all together like a Tribe Called Quest. You got to say it all. I Am Mike Johnson, the number 2. Put it all together. You can find me there. And listen, I hope to see you at the summit. I am here to help you build your business and to make sure that it lasts for years to come. I thank you for having me this evening.
Thank you for joining me, man.
Thank you so much.